享受工作，乐生活，随时随地自在安排，高效工作不打折。 HP Dragonfly 一公斤轻巧机体，搭配超长效电池，3:2萤幕比例，视野更高，看更多，支援触控功能，好看又好滑，顶尖安全的工作好伙伴。 HP Dragonfly 顶级商务笔电，采用 Windows 11专业版，在任何地方展现卓越的工作表现。
Hello， 同情家族，欢迎收听 Look Back Sunday。在这个节目 ，John 老师会汇整过去不同国家与主题的热门跟读文章，让你可以在15分钟内吸收最精华的世界时事趣闻。Let's get right to it。Asia welcomes travelers, but Japan says not yet. In a normal year, this would be peak season for tourism to Japan.But as the cherry blossoms burst into bloom along Kyoto's ancient temple-lined alleys, and boat tours ply the waters of Tokyo's flower-lined rivers, Japanese tourists largely have the spectacular display to themselves. The country sealed its borders to most foreign travelers early in the pandemic, and has only recently begun to allow a slow drip of students and business people to return.Those hoping to visit Japan for fun shouldn't hold their breath. Despite the National Tourism Organization's wishful thinking, Koichi Wada, the head of Japan's tourism agency, told Parliament last month that it's exceedingly difficult to forecast the long-term trends for inbound tourism. Next article. Vietnam plans border reopening.Includes Taiwanese among list of potential travelers. Taiwan is on the list of potential countries allowed to send travelers to Vietnam, as the nation's Con Ho province recently released plans to reopen borders for international travelers. According to VN Express, Con Ho's local government submitted a draft of a two-stage vaccine passport program.To the Vietnamese Ministry of Culture, Sports and Tourism on October 5th, hoping to welcome foreign travelers into the region. The first stage is scheduled to begin near the end of November, and travelers need to take charter flights to the country and stay at the resort at Cam Ranh, the proposal stated. The second stage is planned to start from January to March 2022,during which visitors will be able to visit more attractions and resorts in Nha Trang. Con Ho province currently welcomes travelers from countries whose COVID-19 situation has been successfully controlled and have a high vaccination rate for its population. As of Tuesday, countries that fit both categories according to the local government include China, Japan, South Korea,Taiwan, Russia, Australia, France, Germany, and some areas in North America. Travelers need to show vaccination proof, and the vaccine manufacturers need to be recognized by the Vietnamese government. As of press time, Vietnam has authorized 8 types of vaccines, including AstraZeneca, AZ, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna,Pfizer BioNTech, Sputnik V, Sinopharm, Hyatt Vax, and Abdallah. Next article. Airlines targeting post-pandemic revenge travel. The blow caused to the airline industry by the COVID-19 pandemic has been especially felt by budget airlines, which mostly operate narrow-bodied passenger jets.And have therefore been unable to develop a sideline in air freight during the pandemic. According to one academic's analysis, when the outbreak stabilizes, businesses are targeting a trend in so-called revenge travel. However, she also hopes that rather than the pre-pandemic price wars between budget airlines, the consolidation that has taken place during the pandemic.Will restore healthy competition in the industry. According to Associate Professor Melody Dai of National Cheng Kung University's Department of Transportation and Communication Management Science, costs per flight have not changed during the pandemic. But if carriers are required to implement social distancing seating plans, leaving empty seats between passengers, this would eat into airlines' profit margins, causing a fresh headache for the industry. Dai says she hopes that budget airlines will manage to survive, since they help stimulate Taiwan's domestic tourism sector, as well as the wider economy. Dai says that choosing to operate flights during the pandemic is a test of airlines' ability to sustain losses, but the crisis may also prove to be a turnaround for the industry. Dai says there are many variables to the pandemic. She says that once the outbreak stabilizes, if the demand for revenge travel exceeds supply, this could resolve the pre-pandemic situation of supply exceeding demand, which led to price wars among budget airlines. The consolidation that the pandemic has triggered within the airline industry could bring about a return to healthy competition, says Dai. One industry insider stated that, despite the lockdowns and reduced number of travelers and flights during the pandemic, the industry is bullish about post-pandemic prospects for both freight and passenger travel in the flourishing Asian region. The insider added that a trend in revenge travel could cause short-haul routes to become particularly busy.
Good job, and thanks for tuning in. 想要收听更多过去的跟读单元以及节目，欢迎到我们官网 www.15mins.today。有兴趣 John 老师以及其他资深英语老师对谈的节目，记得周末也要回来收听我们同情学英语。Catch you in the next one.